to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And on your mark, get set, let's go. It's Monday. Let's do something positive for the kingdom of God. Sorry, excuse me just a second there. Got an air bubble. So, hate that when that happens. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. And if you were looking for an impeccable radio host, you're probably going to have to look elsewhere for that. But if you want to spend half hour with us as we talk about the realities of life and share with you our testimony, our experiences, the truth of God's word, we'd love to have you join us for the next 27 and a half minutes is about what it takes us here with our intro and outro. And we are just so thankful to have you alongside. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. And we would love to have you come and be a part of what God is doing. We meet Sunday mornings for Sunday school at 9:30, Sunday mornings at 10:30. We meet a lot of Sunday nights. We do have a potluck dinner that is coming up on the 29th, and excited about that. This is a 5-Sunday month for us here. That happens once a quarter, and so we have a 5th Sunday celebration. And the 28th and the 29th is also the weekend of the Space Coast City Fest. So that's coming up here not quite 2 weeks away, but you can put that on your calendar. Lots of big name acts that are coming as far as singing and performing and things like that. You'll want to be a part of it. And the best part of it, it's free. It's free. There's something taking place the weekend before. There's, as far as a surf camp, I think that is. I think you've got to sign up for that. So you would want to go to Space Coast, SpaceCoastCityFest.com to check that out and, keep up to date on all of the information that is going on there. So I want to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, area code 321-632-9538, 321-632-9538. If you need any electrical repairs done or AC work done, I tell people, I want to deal with people that I know, that I can trust. And I like to deal with people who are very real, that I know what I'm going to get. I don't want to deal with a person who talks one thing and does something different. That's not what I'm into. I've known people, they had one reputation, and I said, you know what, I want to deal with somebody that I know what I'm going to get. And so Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, Dennis, Carla, and their team, they do a great job. And they do travel anywhere in Brevard County from the southern tip to the northern part. And they've been doing this for a long, long time. This is not a fly-by-night operation. It is a well-established business right here in Rockledge, Florida. And they will do a great job for you. 321-632-9538. 321-632-9538. If you'd tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, that would be fantastically appreciated. So we're going to go back to Psalm 22. We're still looking at this concept of delivering. I ended up on Friday sharing with you that God delights in his children. He delights in him. And because of that, that's the reason that he rescues us. Yes, it's great that we trust him. It's great that we have faith in him. It is great that we cry out to him, that we pray. That's very important. It is awesome that we're not ashamed, and he delivers us. All of that is fantastic, well and good. But if we go through all of that and we have this picture of God sitting upon his throne, arms crossed, firmly entrenched, and with a frown on his face, just waiting for us to try and make the case as to why he should help us, we've got the wrong picture. That's not the way that it is. One of the things that I don't know that I shared on Friday, it's here in my notes, so I want to mention that, is one of the meanings for that word delights is that God is inclined to us. Now, we talked about that when we trust in him, we incline ourselves towards him. But please understand that he is also inclined towards us. So right now, I've got myself positioned on this seat to where the words that go into the microphone, they're not having to struggle to get there. I've positioned myself so the words can get there. And so when the Bible says, draw near to God and he will draw near to you, you will seek him and you will find him when you seek him with all your heart. You've got to realize that God is not, you know, asleep. He's not, sluggish. He's not resistant to helping us. He's actually hanging on every word. He is waiting for us. He is inclined to us. He has a relationship with us because he wants to have relationship with us. When the Bible says God doesn't want any to perish but all to come to everlasting life, he means that God is moving heaven and earth on our behalf to do everything possible for us to say, you know what? What I really need in my life is I need Jesus. And so here in a few weeks when we're looking at Easter, it is not about the brutality. It is not about all of that. There was a reason for that. But please understand that God orchestrated the events of time to set the stage so that Jesus could come, offer his sacrifice, so my sins could be forgiven, your sins could be forgiven, and we could be reunited with in relationship with the Father and empowered to live the way that we were always meant to live. It's fantastic. The NIV talks about that there was an inclination that people had towards the word of God. And it says they were hanging on Jesus every word. What does your position look like today? What is your inclination? Are you more lounging around just wondering if anything's going to happen? Or have you awakened today and said, you know what? This isn't the devil's week. This is the day that the Lord has made. And the kingdom of God is going to go forth. My daughter, who does our youth ministry, she's got a shirt that someone purchased for her, and it says, not today, Satan. Not today, Satan. Today's not your day. Today's God's day. And so no matter what's going on in your life, I pray today that you would be crying out to God, that you would incline yourself to him. You'd put your trust in him because he is also inclined to you. He is ready to act. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is proof that this passage, that he's going to validate our trust in God. He He will deliver us. We also need to delight in him. We need to be positioning ourselves. So when church comes, don't come in and say, I wonder if they're going to be able to do anything today that's going to stir my soul. I pray that when you got up, even, you know, after, you know, daylight savings time a few weeks ago, you know, I told my church the Sunday before, I mean, everybody knows it's my least favorite day of the year. And I said, you know what? I'm going to position myself to where I get my sleep. If that means I have to go to bed at 6 o'clock that evening, I want to position myself to where I'm inclined to hear from God. That might take some adjustments. You know, it might mean that we need to ask God to do a work in our heart and reposition us and reignite, breathe life into that first love that we had when we first accepted him as our Lord and Savior. Whatever it is that's going on, make sure that the God who is rejoicing in you finds that you are reciprocating that same mindset, that you are delighting in him. Okay, verse number 9 says this, but you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust while on my mother's breast. Now here, we've talked about three different time frames thus far in this element of trusting God. We talked about our predecessors, those who've gone on and established their testimony of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That was in verses 4 and 5. And then verses 6, 7, and 8, there is a reality that these people see in our lives, and they say, he's trusted God. Let's see if God does something for him. Let's see if he delivers him. And all of a sudden, David, who is the author of this psalm, says this, you have made me trust you from the time I emerged from the womb. You made me trust you from my very earliest days. Before I could walk, I trusted you. Before I could talk, I trusted you. Before I was able to do anything on my own, I was already trusting in you. Now, you, if you are understanding this message today, you are already past the point that David is talking about here. And maybe you're listening and you've never asked Jesus to be your Lord. You might have said the sinner's prayer at one point in time and you thought, well, he's just going to wait until I get done. And then, you know, when I'm ready for heaven, then he'll come and everything's going to be okay. No, God is not only concerned about your eternity, he's concerned about your here and now. He just doesn't want a God we trust to be the message we have on our money. He wants that to be the reality. And so the point of this is you can't do anything about the things that have already passed and the things you didn't trust God for that have already come and gone. But you can start right now. God is looking to develop in us a lifelong relationship of trust. Now, remember, they trusted in God and were not ashamed. That was in verse number 5. Okay? But I will tell you that as much as God has never forsaken and God has never disappointed, there have been episodes in my life that were heartbreaking because of the disappointment. I know we're not supposed to talk about those things, but they happen. They happen. And here's the something that nobody likes to say. We like to talk about the hurts that people have done to us, but we don't necessarily like to talk about the things that we've done to other people. So I could tell you about, you know, the painful things that have happened to me, but I can also tell you that there's probably been some times where things in my life created some pain and some spiritual discomfort for people. And you know, for that, I repent. I don't want to do that. You know, if I'm causing pain, I want it to be like a surgeon guided, whose hand is guided by the Holy Spirit to bring about healing, not to be like a street fighter with a knife that is there to bring about death. Okay. So, let's realize that all of us need to trust God, and we need God to help us to forgive people who maybe betrayed our trust, disappointed us, let us down, abandoned us at our most important time, most critical time, and say, God, would you help me to trust you more than I was disappointed by them? That's a real challenge. So he says, you made me trust you from the very earliest days. This is a trust that involves boldness. It is a learning to trust while we were very young. Okay? You don't get to verse 8 where people are saying he trusted in God, let him rescue him, let him deliver him since he delights in him. You don't get to that place at the cross without first learning to trust in the womb. You see, Christmas is fantastic. I love celebrating Christmas. I love celebrating the incarnation, where an infinite God, an omnipotent God, a God that you cannot measure, that you cannot fully comprehend, managed to compact himself, and only something that he could do, empty himself of things that were due him, so that he could take up the form of a helpless baby. And you know what happened? He learned to trust. He trusted Mary and Joseph. He trusted the Father. He trusted the Holy Spirit. I want to point out to you that Jesus being raised from the dead, it said, may the same Spirit who raised Christ from the dead quicken your mortal bodies. So when we start talking about the resurrection, you got to realize the Holy Spirit was involved in him trusting as a babe and a young child. The Holy Spirit is involved in his resurrection, and the Holy Spirit is constantly pointing people to Jesus now. So you learn to trust God at your earliest age. You know, you say, well, but I'm 97. Start trusting him now. There's never a better time, and there may be a very real too late. But you and I, if we start trusting in him now, it will be a whole lot easier for us when we get to critical mass, if you will, where we say, God, I am trusting in you for this transformation from mortality to immortality. I'm trusting you to get me through this spiritual crisis, relational crisis, physical crisis, whatever it might be. If we've been trusting him all along the way, then we just realize this is just one more opportunity to increase the depth of our trust in God. And so I've told our church, there was a time when you know, there were critical dollar amounts that I had to believe God for, And now, because of God's faithfulness, those things don't even create a blip on the radar screen for me anymore, because I've learned to trust him. And, you know, I encourage people to trust God with your finances. One of the evidences that you trust God financially is that you will obey his spiritual direction and you will worship him with your giving. You say, well, I don't know if I can do that or not. Well, I can tell you this. It is an expression of faith and love and appreciation. It is not, listen, if it was about, you know, the church getting rich or me getting rich, we wouldn't give as much money away. There's a friend of mine who is a pastor, and when his kids were young, they somebody saw his dad and saw how big the church was and says, wow, your dad must be really rich. And the son said something like this, well, we would be if dad didn't give it all away to missions all the time. And you know what? I still trust God for a breath today the same way that I trusted him for a breath when I was very young. Let's learn to develop a trust in God. Verse number 10 says this, I was cast upon you from birth, from my mother's womb. You have been my God. There's never a better time to start walking with Jesus than right now. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. For trouble is near, and there is none to help. I want to take you back to verse number 1, and it says, God, why are you so far from helping me? Why are you so far from helping me? And here it says, I've trusted in you. Don't be far away. Trouble is near, and there's none to help. I want to remind you that part of God's nature, there's God the Father, there's God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, is the Comforter, the Paraclete. He is one who is called alongside to help. That's part of his mission. Just as Jesus was faithful to go to the cross and is faithful to be at the Father's right hand, he's faithful to prepare a place for you. He's faithful to intercede for you. He's going to be faithful to come back and get you once again. That just as God is faithful in those areas, that the Holy Spirit is faithful to be one called alongside to help. Don't believe this accusation, God is too far away. Trouble is closer than God is. And there's nobody coming to help you. I want you to have a response ready for the enemy. Are you ready? Liar! The enemy has always been a liar. God's help is closer than you know. His help is more than enough. If there is not human help, I want to remind you of what the scripture says. It said God was looking for one to intercede on behalf of his people, and he couldn't find anyone, and so he took the responsibility upon himself. God is not going to leave you without assistance, without guidance. In fact, Jesus said that it was expedient for us, that it was for our benefit that he returned to the Father, that the Holy Spirit would be with us so that he could walk alongside of us and he could be there to help us. So I love the fact that we get to do life with God. I love it that we get to do life together with other believers as well. But doing life with God is fantastic. Don't ever fall for the line that life is easier for people who aren't walking with God, who aren't doing their best for God. There are people that God never enters into their life, never enters into their decisions. You know, I was here not too long ago, and I was reminded of a person that said, you know what, I just do what I want to do, and I just assume God is going to come and he's going to make provision and he's going to bail me out. Let me tell you that the people who live their life like that are going to have extremely painful lessons that come alongside. Life is hard enough without exacerbating the problems on our own. Can I get an amen to that? So we need someone. I remember watching a program here not too long ago, and when I watched this program, there was a person who was specifically there to help this person on the project. And it was a construction project, and this guy was holding something in place, and he made a suggestion on how to change the approach, and because the person that was doing the work made the change that was necessary, they were able to succeed in getting what needed to be done. That's fantastic. And I want to encourage you that one of the methods that God uses to provide us help is to get back to the Word of God, to point us back to Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, and say, you know what? You'll find the help that you need in the Word of God. We've got some people in our church, and they said that there was a person that came to their pastor, a different, you know, when they lived in a different city, and they said, I really need your help in my life. The pastor's response was this: if you will faithfully attend church, if you will commit yourself to the Word of God, to hearing the Word of God, you're going to find that God's got the help that you need in the Word of God. Don't deprive yourself of God's help. Don't think there's no one to help. God's on the scene. We'll see you tomorrow right
here
on
Refresh. Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed." My